Hey everybody, my name is Rich Experience. Welcome to Point of Truce. Welcome to the win of the Black Sox. Fucking A. Impossible made possible once again. And shall be one more time, probably. Yeah, the Black Sox. Fucking A. Killer. Thank you, Darren. Thank you. But after a long haze, or a short, when I found out that I was laid off my job, I was at home, I was sitting, like, I was looking up at the ceiling at 8 o'clock in the morning, I was thinking, you know, I should be at work. I should be doing something, but I'm home now because I'm out of work. And my little cat comes up, you know, and starts sniveling my face, you know, just doing the rubby thing and then the purring. I'm like, you know, the cat, this cat has a little stink to him, you know, it's been a long time since I changed that litter box, and this little cat, you know, just has this little stink. So I'm like, you know, I gotta take this cat. I'm gonna fucking hose it down. I'm gonna hose this thing down. I gotta clean it off, you know. Put it in the tub, get out some palm oil, and start hosing it down. Hose the little fucker down. His mom pulls my glass up, you know, he looks back. And I'm like, look at him. He's like looking at me.
Maybe I shit on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I shit on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I shit on you. Shit on you, shit on you. Maybe I shit on you. Maybe I don't.
So I'm going from work, you know. It just rained again, of course, and it rains a lot of times. There's all these little worms. All these little worms just come across the ground, you know, the little sidewalks. I'm like, worm man, why don't you leave your little friends and just hang out at your home, you know, doing your wormy thing. So I head up to my apartment. I feel like I almost hear her name. Here's my cat, and it's wandering out. This is a mystery. Rolls on his back. Looks into his big green eyes.
Maybe I should find you.
One, two, three. Yeah, this is the one. All right. This song I wrote, coming to Quenchers, you know, to go see bands. Not when I was playing, because I carried too much crap with me. And when I was playing for the band, you know, I get on my skateboard. I'm a longboarder, and I do this thing called the wiggle, you know, and I wiggle back and forth. You know, I propel myself forward without actually having to put my foot down at any time. Because I just wiggle like that. I go slower when I'm going faster and faster when I'm going slower. And so I was into this habit of getting really stoned and getting on the skateboard and wiggling to freaking Quenchers every day from Logan Square. You know, not every day, but when his band was playing and stuff. And I was doing it one day. I wrote this song, you know, I was thinking, I wrote this song. It's called Skateboard Rocket Starship. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Planet, lizard, dragon. On, Adam, planet. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Snowflake, glacier, comet. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Alright, this next song is about reptiles. I'm really a big fan of the reptile things, you know. Some people have dogs and cats and lizards and shit, but for me, man, it's like a lizard's a scaly shit. Snakes. I've been thinking about getting a snake. My wife is afraid that the snake will eat the cats. So I was thinking a small snake. Yeah, that long or something. Probably won't eat the cats, but it might actually strangle one of them. But I think the rest of them would like gang up on it and like take it down. Or maybe they want to lose one of their brethren, you know? I mean, one less cat, you know? More food for me. This song called The Reptile Swap.
Everybody go,
and me. of reptiles. Reptiles for me. Millions of reptiles. Reptiles for free. Slow it down just a little bit here, guys. A song requested by Darren, our song guy. I actually wrote this song. Hanging out in his apartment, getting stoned and drunk one night after coming here when I was unemployed for a while. It's very impressive. You're like thinking up songs. One was Listen to the Worms. Listen to the Worms. I'm like, dude, man, no one's gonna fucking understand that. It just doesn't make any sense.
You were doing Mezcal, weren't you?
Yes, exactly. It was the mescaline, it may have been the pot, or the shrooms, you know, the shrooms always kind of help. This song, it was about, you know, I had this little place in it, and I was like, oh man, I had this little place in my closet, you know, this little hole in the wall. I used to crawl into that, and I was like in this little attic area and stuff. And I used to hang out there, I used to keep my Playboys, you know, like they were talking about. I used to keep my Playboys, like, underneath the floorboards, you know, and shit in there, you know, and stuff. They were like dead rats and crap. And these traps my mom set. My parents like call for me and stuff, you know, I'd be hiding in there, they wouldn't know, so they just kind of disappear. It's the coolest fucking thing. Song about my crawl space. Welcome to my crawl space. Oh yeah. Sliding into my crawl space, baby. Smoking the old hobbit leaf, getting pretty wasted in. We heard this thing about this like party that wasn't too far away, and it was very close. We walk over there, it's not that far, so we just walk there, you know. We get there, and this girl had this really nice place, but she had this one room, painted all red, and in these little freaking like alcoves in the room were these heads, like dolls. I mean, dolls are cool, you know, I like dolls. Girls have dolls, but she just had the heads of dolls, you know. And all fucked up in some weird way. Some are like you know, half burned, and other ones were like torn apart and sewn back together with twine, man. Fucking twine. Who uses twine?
Oh, Make call me Mr. Squeaky. They call me Mr. Squeaky. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Thank you, Jeremy.
Jeremy, should I call it quits or should I like?
Happy cheese.
You want to hear happy cheese?
Happy cheese.
Oh, I can't do happy cheese. I'm too fucked up for that one. Cheese tonight. I'm sorry, kids. I know everyone wants to hear, but no.
It's too much.
Some songs take something out of you, and that song takes way too much out of you.
You die a little
at first, I didn't think I did. Now, yes. This is about being at work. You know, I go to work every day. I work as a food scientist. I do. I'm a scientist, actually. So I go to work, and you know, I gotta be serious every day. Because I really don't have to, you know, I just do what I want at this point. Because I've been there for such a long time, and I know too much. You know, I've memorized all their stupid formulas, you know, and just reproduce them at any point. And they can't stop me from doing that because memory, unfortunately, is not copyrighted. Isn't that funny? And neither is, like, a recorder. If you took your tape recorder and hooked it up to the internet and just played shit off the net, you know, on somebody's blog or whatever, or somebody's, like, a site or whatever, and you record that on your tape, it's yours. You can do with what you want with it. You can hand it out to whoever you want. It's not the person that made it. No, but seriously, you can sell it. It's bizarre. Well, maybe there's like some personal use in that or some bullshit. But anyway, when I'm at work, I'm not the same person I am with you. I'm not saying it like true. I'm not fucking like saying all this bullshit, you know. Well, at work, I am saying bullshit. I'm like, hey, good morning. How are you? I'm hungover, man. I went to a fucking open mic last night. You know, I had a great time. You know, I did a good job. The people here were cool. But man, I am so not cool to see you this morning. That's not what I say, man. I say, good morning, how are you? There's a song called Work Face. And Work Face on. Work Face on. And Work Face on. And Work Face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? And Work Face on. And Work Face on. And Work Face on. And Work Face on. Hey there, how are you? Well, I'm fine, and how are you? Like a work face on. Work face on. Work face on. Work face on. Asshole. Dweeb. Dumbass. Jerk. Kiss their ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Kiss my ass. Get in the car and just drive to work, you know? When I get to work, I like, I like go out into the parking lot, I grab somebody's shoe in the head, pull them out of the car, and then drive home. You know, that's what you're in. But no, if I really played video games and like did what they did made me do when I went home, you know, went out or whatever, and this is what would happen. Skateboarding. Let's open a skateboard park underneath the overpass at Western and Logan. Yeah, Western and Logan. You can't hear shit under there. People, you can swear your ass off and nobody can hear.
Car. It's fucking weird.
Song about skateboarding. Myself, but everyone else here.